If you could vacation anywhere in the U.S. for just 4 days and money is no object, where are you going and tell us why?
Let's go to AML Jose. Jose, what's up, man?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Where would you go?
I'm going to go to L.A. / Hollywood, and I'm going to book with Hannah Wells.
Oh, nice. You're going to book a trip with Hannah Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Matt's wife. He's the biggest supporter of everything we do on the show.
He really is.
Even using
really
Matt's
is.
Wife, who's a travel agent. That's great.
He's reached out to her before.
Wow.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. She's booking me a trip to Wahlberg later. I got to start small.
Cool.
I'm on a budget.
Well, she can help you out.
What would you like to do in L.A. and Hollywood?
You know, I like to go to some of the live shows that they have, like Price is Right or something like that. Or
oh, that'd be fun.
I don't know. Whatever other shows they got out there. Yeah.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, if you go anywhere in the United States for 4 days and it's money's not a problem, what would it be?
I'd say the Florida Keys.
Okay.
Oh, I've been there.
That's
beautiful.
A good one. That's a good one.
That's mainly because my dream is Hawaii, but I'm scared of the open ocean and flying, so I'm kind of screwed on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Hawaii is a good choice. That would have been my first choice, but I thought deeper about it, Katie.
Okay. Ooh. Do you want to share what yours is then?
Yes.
If you could vacation anywhere in the U.S. for just 4 days, money's no object.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one.
There's
no one thinks about it in America, and I heard it's beautiful, and like the architecture is like, they have all these tours and different things. I've heard it's like a really cool place to go on vacation.
Do you know where you would go?
I don't know any city in Puerto Rico.
Tulum.
Yeah, Tulum.
Sure.
Oh, Tulum. Is that in Puerto Rico?
That's Mexico.
That's Mexico.
Is it Mexico?
Okay.
San Juan.
Are you San Juan.
Is Tulum Mexico? Yes, Tulum is Mexico.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. People. Mexican?
Yes, but I don't know where Tulum is. I've just heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is.
She's not the geography part.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just about an hour south of Cancun.
Oh.
But yeah, Puerto Rico. I think because it's almost like you're on a tropical vacation, but you're still in America.
True.
Yeah. It's not Florida.
Yeah.
Which I like Florida, but it's not Florida. So
yeah. Mine would be the North Cascades National Park.
I knew you'd be in a park somewhere.
Yes, going to be in a park. It's in Washington. And you've seen the videos or you've seen the photos before of it's like the turquoise lake where the water is actually turquoise.
Right.
That is that lake. I think it's called Diablo Lake. And that is you can
I think
swim.
That's in Mexico.
Maybe it is.
No, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't know. You can swim, you can kayak, you can hike, you can do all sorts of things. And for 4 days, I would love to go and just
like
see
that
it.
Much physical activity.
I like to hike.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to do that. And I like to, I would, that water to me is if like something about it is draws me to it. I want to see it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, I was on a date recently. I brought my whole hiking hypothesis about the dating apps have higher percentage of people that actually say they go hiking, but it's really like once a year.
Yeah.
And the person I was on a date with, they're like, go hiking like 3 times a month. I'm like, okay, maybe you're an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
I'm like, not a match.
Yeah. Never see you again.
Not a match.
Can I swipe left in person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, luckily it wasn't a dating app, but I was like, oh man, maybe I should have asked that question because not a match.
I can handle 4 days. You're going on vacation for 4 days to Diablo. That would be fine. I could do it.
Matt, where would you go for 4 days in America if money's no issue?
I would like to go to California and experience Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And the Universal Studios in California.
I believe that's much smaller than the one in Florida.
It is, but they have different rides, different attractions, different food. It is much smaller. They've only got, I think, 2 or 3 hotels that you can stay in. But I think doing that there, I could do that in 2 days and then have the other 2 days to explore Los Angeles, the West Coast, maybe rent a car. I knew someone one time that rented a car and drove the entire Pacific Coast Highway.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
And they love that.
Let's see all the sights.
Yeah.
Go to the Redwoods.
Yeah.
Maybe do some Hollywood tours.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
At least 2 days, though, would be at the Universal Studios in Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I would do the Disneyland part for sure.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Jason Goodman. I know America's too boring for you, but
not dangerous enough.
If you had a vacation in this crappy country, where would it be?
Well, I think I never thought of it, but you did say Puerto Rico, and that might have swayed my decision, but that wasn't my original decision, and Hawaii was already taken. But I think this is going to be odd to everybody.
All right.
4 days I would like to go, and I've done this before, Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I think it's the most underrated city in the country. And the reason why I would go there is it's relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It's busy. Even on a Tuesday, there's people all over the place. They have the hanging bridge. There's nice hiking trails. There's nice running trails. And the best part is, you've been there, right, Katie?
Yeah.
I don't know how recently. They have tons of awesome restaurants, a vibrant downtown. They block off the streets. They have live bands. They have festivals sometimes, really, like the Americana Festival.
They have a really good farmer's market on Saturdays.
Okay.
Really good farmer's market on Saturdays.
Skip, hard skip.
They do. You would like it. It's like a festival.
Yeah, but then I'm going to take some vegetables.
Not like a festival.
It is like a festival. Yes, it is. Food festival. I went there. Yeah. I did. I carried around a whole loaf of bread, and it was the best day of my life.
I like the way you're promoting it. But
you get this loaf of bread for a snack today.
There were people playing instruments.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, downtown is so vibrant.
It is a nice downtown.
They have restaurant after restaurant after restaurant, nice rooftop bars. It's something that I don't think a lot of, and they have this adult playground place. A lot of people don't recognize. It's definitely underrated. It's becoming more and more popular. It's a great place to live, too.
There you go.
Plus, you don't have to worry about the whole, you know, radical people over in California and Washington.
Which is funny because I feel like Greenville is definitely more of a quote-unquote radical city, as Jason likes to say.
The state itself leans the other way. And then also,
a city can be different.
It might be a blue city,
yeah.
A purple city.
I will say that overall, the downtown area is very clean, and you don't feel threatened at night at all.
Okay.
Well, no touch of danger,
well,
though.
Yeah, but
no. In the United States, I mean, obviously Hawaii. Obviously
Hawaii
would
be number one for me,
Puerto
really,
Rico or something, but something different like that. I've been there before.
Yeah.
And you would go back.
You know what the ultimate thing that maybe Jared can do to, it's not that expensive and you might be able to do something, is what you do. Think about this weekend. Not this weekend. A weekend, right? You go and you drive to Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And you go to Carowinds, have a fun time at Carowinds, then go out later that night in Charlotte. It's on the way to Greenville. The next night, you get up and go to Greenville, South Carolina for a night or a day or something like that. Then you drive back to Charlotte, go see a Panthers game. Then you drive back home. So you're doing all these major things, within just a few hours. It's a great.
Yeah,
it
you're saying
fun.
Something for me because I'm poor compared
well,
to everyone
I think
else?
It's, no, I think
it's not expensive to me.
I have one income. Yeah.
You went to the Chiefs game,
yeah,
and that had to be significant money. But
it was about.
Is it paid for yet?
It is.
No, Clarna says no.
We call it one third of Everly's party. That's how I'm going to do everything now. Like
one
whatever.
Third.
That's how much stuff costs.
Percentage
of Everly's 10th birthday. It was probably one third of Everly's birthday.
Okay. The birthday party,
but no,
or just the setup.
Yeah. Yeah. Not even the gifts.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fourth.
Okay.
A fourth. But no, yeah, it's decent. I'm still paying for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's right.
It's fine.
It's on a firm.
It's fine.
That's all good.
Oh, a firm. Sorry, I said Klarna. That
no,
was silly.
No, you're right. It
was
is Klarna.
Klarna.
It is
okay.
Klarna. Yeah. A firm's another one.
Yeah. Potato, potato.
Yeah, exactly. Good times. No, but that would be a good idea. There's a lot to do.